What's good? This is Kunky Annie the Jedi. You're listening to Power FM LSK 91.3. What's good?
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Former Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Bob Tsichenga has described the economic gains claimed by the UPND as elusive. The Human Rights Commission, HRC, has strongly condemned acts of violence committed by two male foreign nationals against a female employee of Zamfresh. In international news, families of Kenyans fighting for Russia in Ukraine petition parliament. And in sports news, Luanda Mina appointed Chipolopolo interim coach.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanje Mulenga. Former Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Bob Tsichenga has described the economic gains claimed by the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, as elusive, cautioning that they provide the party with unjustified comfort. Speaking to Power FM News, Mr. Tsichenga stated that the current economic gains are not positively impacting the livelihood of the average Zambian. He explained that the true measure of positive fiscal performance is how the economy responds in terms of the cost of living. While acknowledging noticeable economic performance, Mr. Tsichenga questioned why key economic indicators such as interest rates and the cost of living persistently remain high.
These are illusionary figures. All right? My take is that these are illusionary figures. If people are using statistics to make their case that the performance is good, the test of the performance is in what the economy does, how it reacts. Has it reduced the cost of living? The answer is no. So the question of saying it's a better performance, answer me. Has interest rates come down? No. So how are you going to reduce the cost? Have the prices come down? No. So there is resistance. And this is why we need to have a discussion in order to say, are we reading this thing correctly? Is our interpretation of the events that are taking place correct? And if the answer is no, then we need to find a better solution. But if we deceive ourselves and say, no, it's doing very well, we give ourselves comfort which is unjustified.
In a separate development, the Human Rights Commission, HRC, has strongly condemned acts of violence committed by two male foreign nationals against a female employee of Zamfresh, describing the actions as inhumane and degrading. HRC Director Dr. Pamela Towela Sambo states that while the law permits private individuals to make an arrest when there is reasonable suspicion of a criminal offence, the manner in which the Zamfresh employee was restrained was unreasonable, excessive and unlawful. She adds that this acts violate the victim's right to freedom, guaranteed under Article 15 of the Constitution of Zambia, and constitute a serious affront to the dignity every person in Zambia deserves. Dr. Sambo further explains that the victim's right to personal liberty under Article 13, subsection 3A and B of the Constitution was also violated. The Commission has established that the victim was arrested on March 1st, 2026 and detained at Lusaka Central Police, but was not brought before a competent court within 24 hours, nor released on police bond as required under sections 30 and 31, subsection 1 of the Criminal Procedure Code, chapter 88 of the Laws of Zambia.
The Commission has established that the victim was arrested on 1st March 2026 and detained at Lusaka Central Police Station, but was not brought before a competent court of law within 24 hours, nor released on police bond as required under Section 30 and 33(1) of the Criminal Procedure Code, Chapter 88 of the Laws of Zambia. The Commission wishes to remind the Zambia Police Service and the general public that arrests must be conducted strictly in accordance with the law and established legal procedures. These procedures are anchored on the fundamental principle that every suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of competent jurisdiction, and that suspects must be treated humanely and in a manner that preserves their dignity at all times.
In another development, The Brian Mondwila-led Tonse Alliance says the alliance remains a unified and growing force in Zambia's political landscape. Speaking on the Power Breakfast show, Alliance spokesperson Lawrence Mwelwa dismissed assertions that the alliance was built around the personality of its chairperson, late former President Edgar Lungu. He emphasized that the alliance is driven by a national agenda rather than individual personalities. Mr. Mwelwa acknowledged that while the coalition includes many who supported the late president, it also comprises members who never showed their support for the president, Lungu. He said these illustrations that the alliance's foundation is based on a shared mission for the Zambian people. He added that the alliance remains a people-driven movement committed to its long-term goals.
If it was personality-driven, it would have been gone by now. Following the passing of the late president, Edgar Lungu, I think it's been more than 8 months now, if not mistaken, the alliance has continued to consolidate and become stronger. The alliance has got people that believed in ECL, but it also has people that did not believe in him. And so if we narrow it down to personality, would actually be misleading ourselves. It is a national, agenda. It is a people-driven, not a person-driven alliance.
In a separate development, Zambian musician Chester Mopower has clarified that his song Fialungula was never intended to carry any political meaning or commentary on the country's political landscape. Speaking during the Kenny T one-on-one podcast, Chester explained that the song was created during the period when Zambia was experiencing one of its harshest droughts in the 2023-2024 rainy seasons. He said the song was inspired by the difficult conditions citizens were facing and was meant to express a collective prayer for rain and relief. Chester emphasized that the word Fialungula was never meant to reference former President Edgar Lungu, stating that it is an independent member expression with no connection to any individual. He added that his team was praying to God because the country was in dire need of rain and many activities had come to a standstill due to the drought. Chester said they understood that during that period, no politician could solve the situation and that help could only come from God. The singer further stated that at that time, many citizens were crying and praying, noting that certain words are often used to describe the pain and anguish people are experiencing. Chester also explained that Fialungula is a strong expressive word in the Bemba language that should not be interpreted literally. In international news, South Sudanese soldiers, including two officers, who faced a court-martial over a civilian massacre last month, the army spokesman said on Wednesday. The increasingly unstable country is seeing a surge of fighting between government and opposition forces, much of which in eastern Jonglei state, where at least 280,000 people have been displaced since December, according to the United Nations. At least 25 civilians, including women and children, were killed in Ayod country in Jonglei state on February 21st, according to the opposition. Army spokesman Lu Rurai Koang told AFP that two officers, including a major and several non-commissioned officers, had been arrested and would face charges in the capital Juba before they are arraigned before a competent military court-martial. He said the deaths are attributed to some elements under General Johnson Oloni, who was filmed in January ordering troops to spare no lives in Jonglei. Koang said the soldiers had moved out without the knowledge or authorization of the division commander. He also said they had been part of a militia group allied to opposition forces, parts of which had not yet been fully integrated into the army. Still, in international news, families of young men deep into fighting for Russia on the front line of the war in Ukraine took to the streets of the Kenyan capital Nairobi on Thursday to monitor the news. That's the call by families who took to the streets of Nairobi, demanding the government help the young men deep into fighting for Russia on the front line of the war in Ukraine, holding up photos of their sons, some of